You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Today, Michigan counted a new daily record for COVID-19 cases in the state, with more than 2,000 new cases. That's as well as a higher test positivity rate and more people seeking hospital care. The state chief medical executive, Dr. Janae Khaldun, says we may now be in the second wave of the virus. I'm joined by IPR's Taylor Wisner, who will break down the latest for Northern Michigan. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Kendra.
So, Taylor, health officials are concerned about rising cases across the state. Tell me, are there more infections in northern Michigan?
Well, the new cases remain fairly steady, though there have been some notable increases in Grand Traverse County, which surpassed 500 cases this week, and also in Benzie and Antrim counties this week. Three deaths were also reported in Grand Traverse County of people in their 70s and 80s. And that's quite a jump for our area, although overall deaths remain low both regionally and in the state. Also a bit concerning that more tests are coming back positive, even though our regional positivity rate is quite low, hovering around 2%. It's been increasing since the past couple of weeks, and that trend's also happening statewide. We're seeing more residents also seeking hospital care for COVID-19 compared to previous weeks. And further looking at our state data on our regional hospitals shows about 60 to 70% of the beds are occupied starting at the start of this week. So that has increased a little bit. And with the flu season coming up, that is a concern, having those hospital resources available. So local health departments are giving an even bigger push for people to get the flu vaccine. If you've never had it before, they say it's doubly important to get it this year.
And what are state health experts saying about the increasing spread?
Yeah, so they have a few important reminders. Some of these you may have heard before, but just to reiterate, scientists and doctors agree that wearing masks or other face coverings are really important to stop the spread of the virus. They work about 70% of the time. Another thing is, even if you're not feeling sick, that doesn't mean that you aren't infected. The state is saying it's assumed that about 40% of the people who have COVID-19 may be asymptomatic, and they can very well spread the virus to others. Another point, some people who are getting infected this fall are not needing to be hospitalized. That accounts for the lower rates. But at the same time, you know, just because we're not seeing hospital beds full and more deaths, it's still important to wear masks and socially distance. As we're seeing in Grand Traverse County with these three deaths, this virus really impacts the vulnerable in our community. So keeping up these important protocols can save lives.
And can you give us an update on the UP? It seems like cases are still rising there.
Yeah, and we're seeing even more in the eastern UP, unfortunately. The public information officer for a local health department says that the biggest thing they're seeing is there's sort of COVID fatigue happening, where people are just kind of giving up wearing masks and social distancing. And that's led to outbreaks at large gatherings and more community spread from people who are just not following the rules. And that's almost worse in rural areas because they just don't have the ICU beds to deal with older population that have adverse effects to this virus. In fact, one regional health department has no ICU beds and only 63 hospital beds. And on top of that, they only have a very small public health department team, 4 nurses on staff doing the contact tracing. They've been dealing with some belligerent people on the other end of the line, unwilling to cooperate, and that makes everything that much harder for this health department.
That was Taylor Wisner with a COVID update for Northern Michigan. Thanks, Taylor.
Sure thing. Thanks.